Welcome along. It is the end of year quiz for the Milk Bar.
Yay! Yay!
Welcome along. It is our end of year quiz. We have a number of guests with us who are going to be answering questions on the Midlands and surrounding areas today. We have music for you as well, coming from Ollie Rudge, having a chat with him too. But first of all, I suppose we ought to introduce our two teams. And heading up a team name I'm going to get wrong at some point during the show, we have Susan Murray. Susan, tell us the name of your team.
Ego and the Tisticles.
Okay. We won't go into how that came about. It was the pre-show discussions that brought that one along. And you're a comedian?
I am indeed, yes.
And writer for The Now Show on Radio 4?
Yeah, I'm one of them, yes.
One of the gang. Mm-hmm. Putting stuff into that, you must be hard work keeping on top of the whole reading newspapers and stuff.
I have to read the big papers.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't just get away with downloading some stuff off the
internet? No, I can't just sit around and watch Family Guy, which is what I actually like doing.
Bit of a problem. On Susan's team, we have Ellen Mills, a drama practitioner.
Yes, that's me.
I'll ask you more about that a little bit later on. And we also have Jen Marson from Compton Hospice.
I am, yes, the lottery department.
So look out, we will be selling tickets later. Robert Bowers, artist, heads up our second team. What is the name of your team, please, sir?
Blue Bumps.
And this is in honour of one of your creations.
You could say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little blue, but if you see a small brick painted blue somewhere.
Pebble.
It's a pebble. Then it's one of Robert's bits of artwork. We'll hear more about your work a bit later on. Also on Rob's team, we have Hannah Broadhead.
Hiya.
And you're one of the gallery assistants and artists at Wolverhampton Gallery.
I am, yeah.
So welcome to you. And someone who's going to be trouble, I can tell, is Ashley Miles Wilkes.
Hi.
From the Rainbow Panto Company.
Yep.
You're appearing in Cinderella?
Yep.
Tell us the role. Are you not Cinderella?
No, I'm not.
Are you the coach?
How did you know?
I'm part of
a comedy duo.
Duo, there's two of them.
It's funny, isn't it, duo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to be hilarious by the sound of things. We have four rounds of questions for you. It'll be fairly simple, as is some of the contestants. And before we do that, though, we do need to hear the sounds our buzzers are going to make. So, Susan, could you press for your team, please?
I can.
There we go. That is the sound of the ego and the testicles. I think I got that right.
You don't need a the.
Just ego and right.
It's you could always shorten it to id, if you like.
Id. Okay, id it is. Makes note, id. And also then, Rob, can we hear your sound? So we'll know who is...
that sound.
You can't. Aww. It's in the... You get the nice bell. Playing. And scoring is Ollie, who is over in the corner. We'll say hello to you now, sir. Hello, Ollie.
All right.
You've got your pen and paper to hand.
Indeed I have.
Here we go with round one. Our first round, it should be fairly easy for even Ashley, this one. I'm going to describe to you a main character from a pantomime. All you need to do is buzz in and tell me who you think it is. Because I mean, it is the middle of panto season at the moment. I mean, Christmas started in September. Pantos have been on sale since probably about the same time. Character number one. I'm in a pantomime that was first adapted for the stage in 1788 by John O'Keefe. Ashley's not got it yet. In the pantomime, he marries Princess Balroulbador. A sorcerer pretends to be my uncle to help me get him into a cave and then double cross. Oh, Ashley's in there first.
Aladdin.
Is the correct answer. 1 point to the Blue Bumps. He looks really proud of himself as well. Okay, second one. Now, this pantomime character belongs to the youngest son of a miller. Ashley again.
Puss in Boots.
He's doing well here.
I was in it last year, sorry.
Can we just check your... Please check your buzzers again. Yeah, they are working, so we're okay. Right, character number three. My panto was first seen in London in 1904 on Drury Lane. My best friend sounds like something you used to keep your shirt done up with. My mode of transport is very... And we have a buzz from Ellen of the Id.
Cinderella?
It is Cinderella. Ashley's in it this year. He didn't get that one. Finally, shame is brought to him. And finally, an English tale with the story going into print for the first time in the early 18th century. Our character lives on a farm with his mother. And who's buzzed in first? It's once more Ellen.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Is the correct answer. Ashley?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
You were too late. I was gonna say go back to sleep in the corner. Okay. Some people. I reckon it's probably fairly even at the end of the first round. So before he sings us a song, Ollie, tell us how the scores stand.
2-2.
2-2. So we're going to have some music from you now. And you have three songs of your own composition that you're going to bring to us. First of all, tell us a bit about the competition you're taking part in, because you're appearing at the O2 in London in the middle of January.
Yeah, not the main auditorium, the thing they're calling the Indigo 2, but it's still a cool venue.
It was a really cool venue. Actually, you went to a gig down there last year, and it's a really nice stage setup, so well worth popping along for that one.
Yeah.
And you're taking part in the UK Open Mic competitions.
Yeah. I was on the internet looking for another competition and it came up at the top of the page. So I had a look and thought, okay, I may as well enter it. So I did that and I went to the audition in Leamington Spa. It was in August. And then I got through that and invited back to Leamington for the regional finals, which was in September. And then I got through that. I was first to go through. And the area final was in Bedford in November. And now it's the national final, which is on the 15th of January at the O2.
Well, good luck with that one. There are ways people can vote. We'll give full details on how people can make a vote count for yourself a little bit later on. In the competition itself, are you doing cover versions or some of your own material?
Because I'm playing original songs, I've got to play part of an original and part of a cover. And it's got to be 3:30, and if I go over, I'll probably get disqualified.
So. Okay, so you've got to be very careful on the timings on that one. Okay, we're going to hear some of your material now, as I say. So first up, Outside of Reality.
Step outside into the breeze. Pull up a chair onto the grass. Pen and paper at the ready. Let all thoughts just pass. Pick up my guitar and begin to strum. Watch all of the birds just settle down and then let them start to hum. A sip of tea and the effects of token on a joint. Now I'm ready to go. I can feel myself flying away. Alongside dragonflies and exotic birds of prey. Yeah, I'm being dragged through glimmering waters on a dolphin's back. What's the time? I've lost track. Oh well, screw it, cause I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I couldn't live without you by my side. Well, those were the first words on the page. You express every meaning of life with your words. And with those words you leave me dazed. I watch and listen to you in various different forms, Mumford and Sons, Newton, Faulkner and Jack Pignatte. I close my eyes and let you transport me to a place where my own paradise awaits. Well, I can feel myself flying away. Alongside dragonflies and exotic birds of prey. Yeah, I'm being dragged through glimmering waters on a dolphin's back. What's the time? I've lost track. Well, screw it, cause I'm never going back. And I feel so carefree, like there's no need to worry. I feel like I'm outside of reality. It's just you and me. I feel so carefree, like there's no need to worry. I feel like I'm outside of reality, yeah. It's just you and me. Well, I can feel myself flying away alongside dragonflies and exotic birds of prey, yeah. I'm being dragged through glimmering waters on a dolphin's back. What's the time? I've lost track. Oh, well, screw it, cause I'm never going back.
Excellent.
You are so grounded.
Yeah, mother is sat next to him over there, and
the feeling of not actually talking. Yeah.
We're not condoning anything, are we?
You didn't inhale. We've all done that.
How do you know the feeling?
Ashley, just don't go there. There we go. Ollie. Lovely to hear that one. Cool. Back to your scoring, I think, for you. That's probably the safest.
Yeah, that's got him in trouble in the first place.
Now, our team captains, let's find out how 2010 has treated you. Susan, first of all, you've been rather busy gigging up and down the country.
Yeah, I've done lots of things. I've moved back from Brighton to London. I did Edinburgh Festival. Mm-hmm. I was very ill. I had gastroenteritis for 4 days and I was bedridden.
It wasn't a fun time up there in Edinburgh, was it?
The first week wasn't fun, but the rest of it was great. But yeah, I was like proper, you know, ill.
Mm-hmm. But everybody loses money when they do Edinburgh, don't they?
But they don't lose the contents of the stomach 5 times a day, do they?
No. So you would just have to go one step further.
I had to pull a load of gigs. I was really ill. I mean, I've gigged with gastroenteritis and flu and all sorts, but I literally couldn't get out of bed.
But when you're working for yourself, you absolutely have to.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's the only reason you do. But you can combine your prescription drugs quite well, really. If you can take Nurofen Plus and high-strength flu tablets, and you can mix the two, and that's fine.
Ollie, you're taking notes. There's a song in there somewhere.
You can always crumble it up and snort it as well if you're really desperate.
And the Now Show gig, is it this year is the first year you've been working on that?
I've just done a couple for them this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. And what's it like? Are there team meetings where everyone gets together and throws some jokes into the equation?
Yeah, well, Punt and Dennis kind of lead the sort of meeting, and they kind of just go through the news stories of that particular week, and then they just pick out which ones they want to work on, and they sit around and chat about it. And then the producer, she writes it up on a whiteboard, and then she emails you like a list of links, and then you go home and just, or you can stay there and do your stuff and get cheap food in the canteen.
And more to come, hopefully, in 2011.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. That'd be good.
Because it's proper pay, isn't it, though?
Not really. It's terrible money.
Is it?
Really, really, really. Considering
paid by the word.
Huh?
Paid by the word.
No, it's just like it's a standard fee for a writing day, but because it's I'm Dennis, I'm kind of trial writer. Mm-hmm. I've got the wrong accent to be a proper writer, do you know what I mean? It's Radio 4, darling. And it's just like pin money, really. But considering it's like, you know, one of the biggest comedies on Radio 4. So maybe one day I'll be a grown-up writer, who knows?
It does look good on the CV, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And posters.
Yeah.
Well, posters are the best place for that sort of thing, isn't it? Impress them.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bowers.
Yes.
2010, an exciting year in the world of art.
Terrible.
Well, come on.
Totally terrible.
You've been flogging artworks to Keanu Reeves this year, so...
Yes, he bought 8.
I thought he was dead.
One of the others,
yes.
I think.
That's what I threw at him.
Yeah. But, I mean, that couldn't have been the highlight. There must be other good stuff going on as well.
Doing the portrait of the President of China, that was a highlight.
I didn't know about that one. Tell me more on that. Was it a sitting or was it from photos?
Photos. They rang up, sent photos over to me, and then I had to produce my work.
But you do some interesting commissions. You've always had some odd bits of artwork that you get given to do. Was there a phoenix as well?
Oh, yeah, the phoenix in Dudley. That was, I think, an 18-foot phoenix for an old people's home.
It's not one of those things you can buy on eBay, is it?
Rising from the ashes. Which was bad.
But that wasn't your idea, though, was it?
No. I did the Penrode bike.
Yes, that's been there a good few years now. It seems to have weathered quite well.
It has, hasn't it?
It's still there.
And the kid drawing on him,
which
has been lovely.
Clever in.
With a moustache and cock eyes. No. You know Wolfie?
Yes.
I designed him.
Did you? I didn't realise you designed Wolfie.
There were several Wolfies.
The one that they're using at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That was mine. Oh, when I was at Wolverhampton University.
Oh, there you go.
Got paid 25 quid.
That much? You get all the best jobs. It's as bad as Susan with her writing job. Fabulous. But there we go.
Suffering for our art, aren't
exactly.
I've got to ask you, you know when you did that drawing of the President of China, right? Were you tempted to put, like, on the face, right, the sketch, like the pencil-y bit, and write, I am evil, so that you could only see it when you, like, x-ray it?
Shall I tell you a secret?
Go on, yeah.
I did a piece for... This is going on air, isn't it? Oh, I want a good shot. I did a piece for Tony Blair, and I wrote something on it in, you know, the ultraviolet ink?
Yeah.
So if ever he has a blackout and they get an ultraviolet light, I'm shot.
We'll tell you off air what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
But I know, it's a good story. Right, shall we move on to our second round of questioning? Buzzers at the ready, please. This time we're looking at some local news from around the Midlands. And 10 questions, fairly easy. You'll be fine, I'm sure. Except...
30 pence.
Is what you can now pick up a Robert Bowers piece of artwork for. Excellent. Right, first question. One of X Factor's One Direction is from Wolverhampton. Whereabouts and what is his name? Ashley, straight in there.
He lives on... His parents lived on Witchell Drive in Bushbury, Moseley Meadows, which is just across the road from my parents.
OK, that's correct, but do you know his name?
I do.
Ashley, Ashley's pressed Liam.
Payne.
Yes, well, we've got it around the table. We'll have... I think we'll give 1 point to the Blue Bumps, and the Id can take half a point for the being a pain at the end there.
But I got the area right as well.
Ashley, shut up.
Second
question. Shh, be quiet. Who won the 2010 Grand Slam of Darts at Wolverhampton Civic Hall in November? Ashley's pressing his button more than I was anticipating. Yes, sir.
Is it the Tyler bloke? Phil Taylor?
Is the wrong answer. Anybody else?
Sport.
It is a sport question.
I don't even understand the question.
There's this darts thing. It's like classic sport. It happened at the Civic Hall. Who won? Rob?
Boris Yeltsin.
It's close. It was actually Scott Waite. Nobody gets any points in that round. 18-year-old Wolverhampton-born Tiffany Pisani was crowned winner of which reality TV show by Elle Macpherson?
Black Country's Susan. Next Top Model?
It was, in fact, Britain's Next Top Model, but I will give you the points because you're not Ashley. Next question. Nice. Yasmin and Yang became proud parents at Dudley Zoo, were the first of their kind to be born there. The creature was called Yogi. What is it, Susan?
A panda?
It is a panda, a red panda. Ooh. Well done.
A red panda?
Yes. Big, that really helps. Everyone can tell it's about this big, Ashley. Well done.
I was just explaining.
Yeah, that's fine.
About 30 inches.
30 inches is not that big. Question 5. Black Country Communion are an Anglo-American rock outfit playing at the Civic Hall on the 29th of December. Points to the first person to buzz in who can name one of the members of the supergroup. Oh, we have
Plant?
Susan. No, but you're not far off because there is a son of someone from Led Zeppelin in there. So, Susan again?
Jonathan Zeppelin.
Nearly. Oh, Ashley wants to
Michael
say something.
Michael Zeppelin?
No. We seem to have no takers. They're actually made up of Glenn Hughes, who's in Deep Purple and Black Sabbath on vocals and bass. Jason Bonham, son of John from Led Zeppelin and Foreigner, although he's playing with the current lineup of Led Zepp. They've got Joe Bonamassa. I have no idea. And Derek Sherin from Dream Theatre. So no points there. Next question. In 2010, planning permission was granted for the redevelopment of which major building complex in Wolverhampton? Susan?
The Pointless Bus Station?
No, because that was work that had already started. Let's see. Ashley?
Summers Row?
Is wrong. I'm going to give a clue. Excuse me, Hannah. Let me give a clue. You're sat in it.
Oh, my.
Hannah, do you know where you are?
I'm Molyneux, apparently.
Molyneux is the correct answer. We're currently looking over the pitch at Molyneux and planning permission has been given to redevelop, starting with the Stan Kulistan, potentially tonight. Over the summer of 2011. Not tonight, no. Unless you're good at building. Only digging holes, I'm guessing.
What are those lit bits?
Oh, well, as it goes, we're looking out the window over the pitch at Molyneux, and there are some growing lamps over the grass to encourage those bits of grass to burgeon.
Oh, it's
and
skunk.
Grow.
Oh, yeah. he's looking excited over in the corner.
Right, back to the questions. And question number 7. What did Walsall Council announce it was going to sell off in 2010 as it's not using them again? There's an empty park now. They're not having their annual event. Ashley?
It's the Illuminations.
It is the correct answer.
Oh, the Arboretum.
Yeah, there's no more.
You can't do that.
That's a shame, isn't it?
I used to be able to see them from my bedroom window when I was two. I don't remember it.
You were excited by light bulbs at that stage.
Actually.
Novelty's worn off because they've even got electricity.
Do you
throughout
remember
the whole
queue? You queue for ages in the freezing cold. That was all part of the experience, wasn't it?
And then there's all those people with those plastic wands flashing all down the street just trying to sell you any old tap for a quid.
I don't remember that
more. Oh, that's quid. Probably more recent years.
Yeah.
Well, you used to sell those, had you, actually?
No. I know, yeah.
Okay. I do hope that we're keeping track of score over there, Ollie. You're doing okay? Yeah, you're doing all right, yeah. Okay.
You can only add it up if it's in 8ths and 16ths. And
right. More sport for you now. This season, the Wolverhampton Rhinos were champions of the Super League in which sport?
Rugby? Ellen.
No, rugby is incorrect.
American football?
No, not American football. Susan wants to buzz in.
Speedway?
No. Ashley, it didn't mean to press the button.
It's not working.
Hannah, do you want to press your button now?
Hockey, I don't know.
No, and we'll have a guess from Jen. No, not quite.
Tiddlywinks.
But netball.
It is basketball. It is wheelchair basketball. Jen, you nearly got in there with something then, didn't you? But not yet. Okay. We'll give a point to the Blue Bumps for that one, yes. Ellen, stop testing your buzzer. Okay. Penultimate question this round. Zip Theatre are based at which Wolverhampton venue? Ashley.
New Hampton Arts Centre.
Is the correct answer. And finally, Malcolm Gwinnett, Peter Miller and Len Gregory all hold the same office in Wolverhampton, Dudley and Birmingham respectively. But what are they? Susan.
Mayor?
They are. Correct answer. They are mayors.
Horses.
What? did you just start to say horses?
Yeah, it's a joke. Sorry. It wasn't very funny.
I take it you're the unfunny part of the duo, then.
Yeah.
Stooge, I think, for definite. Hopefully we've had some adding up done over there. First of all, Ollie, what is the score for the IDS?
5.5.
5.5 for the IDS and the Blue Bumps?
7.
Oh, yeah.
Racing away with the lead at the moment. Before we hit round three, more music from Ollie. Now, Ollie, you're going to get yourself in trouble with this one.
Probably.
No.
I think about it.
Titled, I Love Murdering Prostitutes.
I like how it's escalated from marijuana to murdering prostitutes.
That's life, darling. That's life.
Do not get on that slippery slope. This time your song is called Leave Me Be.
Yeah.
We wait with eager anticipation.
Empty vase on a window ledge. Well, that's your insides in itself. A pointless structure filled with emptiness, showing no desperation, no determination in trying to be helped. Come back to me, but I just turn you away. And baby, can't you see that this is not our fate? But we are not meant to be. You're as empty as the air we inhale every day, so leave me be. Leave me be. Say you don't understand what you did wrong. Well, allow me to explain. From the word go, I was stuck on your leash with no allowance to refrain. From the word go, I was always under your bitter command. Whatever I did or said was wrong. Well, I think it's time you came back down from your high horse, 'cause your reign of terror didn't last very long. You come back to me, but I just turn you away. And
Baby, can't you see that this is not our fate? We are not meant to be. You're as empty as the air we inhale every day, so leave me be. Leave me be. You come back to me, but I just turn you away. Baby, can't you see that this is not our fate? We are not meant to be. Oh, darling, you're as empty as the air we inhale every day, so leave me be.
Excellent. Ollie, thank you for that one. And that one might have been more like 3.5 minutes. There was the first one, went on for about 20, didn't it? So you got together with one of the ones you're going to use in the competition when you make it to London?
Am I going to use one of these ones?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I haven't made your mind up yet.
Well, obviously it's been thought about, but I just don't know.
Yeah, you'll surprise them on the day.
Yeah, I'm not telling anyone what I'm doing.
Okay, it's going to be a secret. Okay, not even us.
No.
Because
this is on air.
But we're friends now.
Not even us and the 6 listeners.
Well, Jason, I've got your phone number, so I'll ring you later.
Yeah, text me. That'd be cool. It'd be good to know. Right, so back to our teams. And someone we haven't heard a lot from, Jen, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Now, tell us how 2010's been for you and your work at Compton Hospice, because she's been rather busy fundraising.
Yeah, we have. We've gone more into the promotion nights now with the showers, which you very kindly helped us with the dance fusion night. Mm-hmm. There's the compare, so we did quite well with that. Because we've lost a lot of the daytime venues, so we've decided to do more promotions on the evening. So we've got the big quiz with Steve Welsh on the 20th of February, if anybody wants to come along. That's to raise funds for Compton again. Mm-hmm.
£2.50. What's the phone number for that one to book tickets or to get a team in?
0902-428-623.
428-623. Yeah. And you could be along. And there's prizes?
Lots of prizes, yes. We'll usually go around to the local restaurants, stuff like that. And
some interesting vouchers to be won.
Yeah.
And so 2010 was quite a busy one for the hospice, because you had your first event in West Park, didn't you?
Compton in the Park, yes, which went very well. And we raised over 21,000.
That was a major day, though, wasn't it? A long day, that.
It was, yeah. Cause some of us quite early.
I was stood in a field shouting at people. It was like therapy. It was brilliant. But
that's a day out for you, isn't it, James?
Well, it's amazing for me to be let out. So, you know, I have to be grateful. And it was all raising money for a very good cause. So we did enjoy
it was
that.
A brilliant day.
And is that to come again in 2011?
26th of June, yes, Sunday game. Mm-hmm. So,
Do I need to put that in my diary, or am I not invited back?
Katie Love will be in touch, I think.
Okay,
so I'll remind
crossed.
Her if you want to come along.
I did have fun.
Yes, it was a good day.
It would be good to take part in that one again. Yeah. On to our resident troublemaker now. Ashley, how has 2010 treated you? Because you've been in rehearsals for a pantomime towards the end of it.
Yes. The weather's made it unrehearsable, but it's
so the weather is the main thing that you remember about 2010.
Yes, it's been a lot of snow.
Much else going on? Because obviously you were an aspiring actor. You've done TV work in the past.
Yes, that was a while ago. It's been a few years now.
Mm-hmm. But anything special for you this year?
2010's not been great. I know, it's really sad.
No. A man of such tender years.
Career-wise, it's not been the best.
When was it you got engaged? Was that before 2010?
It was. Last year, it was on stage, I asked her to marry me.
So she couldn't say no because there was an audience there?
Well, yeah, there was about 400
And then since the engagement, it's been downhill all the way?
Pretty much, no. She's got to listen to this, isn't she? No. No, that was the highlight of my year. It Aww. Was.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Aww. Okay, don't be sick.
Give us the plug for your pantomime.
Yeah, it's Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. It's Cinderella, and it's at the Dormston Mill Theatre in Sedgley, and it's from the 23rd to the 29th of January. And the tickets, you can get them from, the ticket line is 01902 894 472.
Okay, so that's the ticket line. If you do want to go along and see Ashley being hugely entertaining in pantomime, when it's in character, is much better. 01902 894472. That was, is it? Oh, dear. 23rd through 29th of January. Don't let it put you off. Get along to the Mill Theatre in Sedgley.
I apologise.
Okay. On to round three. Yeah. It's music. Yeah. Some of it's pop music, so... I'm gonna. I have to press this button so we can begin the round. Now, 36 songs have made it to number. Be quiet over there.
Sorry.
Behave. 36 songs have made it to number one this year, with only one of them selling over 600,000 copies. So it's been a pretty dismal year, just like it has for Ashley. For anyone to go platinum is Katy Perry's "California Girls." However, that's not one of the answers in the quiz. So I'm going to describe a song. This is the tale that the song tells. You need to then let me know what you think that song is. Our first track, this one was number one for 1 week in September. The singer's not sure where to start, but they should let you know they require you. They feel that you're under their skin. They've waited ages to find out what you're thinking. The singer didn't know what he wanted till he looked into her eyes and doesn't want you to lose interest in them. The best line in the song has got to be da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. X Factor runner-up in 2009... Any takers? Rob.
Ollie Murs.
Is right for 1 point. Can you tell us his debut single?
Oh, crap. No.
Sorry. you're not allowed to join in, Ollie, at the back. Sorry. So for a point, anybody want to buzz in with the name of his first single? No takers. It was actually Please Don't Let Me Go. You know that, did you, Ollie?
Yeah.
I should have let you answer that, mate.
That was
sorry.
Depressing.
Yeah. Okay, second one. The gentleman singing has seen you in your car travelling around his neighbourhood and isn't interested. For a song that spent 2 weeks at the top of the charts in October, he feels sorry for anybody who falls in love with this girl. Rob,
forget you.
Is the polite answer. Who sang it?
Oh, CeeLo Green.
There you go.
There we go. From the Blue Bumps, we have CeeLo Green and Forget You. So 2 marks to them. Rob, stop pressing the button. Stop fighting with the team. Put Ashley there. What did you
kiss my hand?
You're trying to do a high five and it went horribly wrong. We'll get the paramedics in. Okay, next one was number one for 2 weeks in April. The chap singing recalls a certain evening when it would seem he and his lady friend threw it away. He's tired and hurt and seems confused. He's uncertain and he believes he's messed up inside. He's certain what this song is not. If you've heard one of this band's songs, some would say you've probably heard them all. I think we've got a guess from Ollie's mom. However, yeah, Ellen is going
I'm
to...
I'm guessing it's not a love song.
That is correct. It ain't a love song, but we'll let you have that. It's just better English. And the name of the band?
Public Image Limited.
It's not right, Rob.
Oh, I don't know.
The script.
No, it's not the script.
Green
Day? No. No takers there. Oh, hang on,
the
Rob.
The Wanted.
No.
No.
It's actually Scouting for Girls.
Oh.
They have one song, basically. Actually, it's you did Ollie, you knew that one again as well, did you, back there?
He's going to know all of these.
Yeah, I know. I know the song. I knew the band.
Ah, you're a big fan. Are you trying to emulate them later?
I know what you mean by the fact that if you've heard one of their songs, you've heard them all, though. They are quite similar.
Same beat on everything. Okay, finally, this song was at number one for 1 week in November. It sounds like the opening of Genesis in the Bible at the start. However, the young lady singing wishes someone to spread their wings and pray for her. I've no idea what the chorus is about. Something to do with a moist toilet. And for some reason, she's allowed to judge others. Allowed to judge... There we go, from
something,
Susan.
Something Awful by Cheryl Cole.
It was. It's, anybody any ideas what she had at number one in November?
Parachutes or Promise Me?
Promise this was the answer. So we'll let you have 1.5 points for that for the inch. Did well there. That was almost quite impressive. But yeah, the middle bit was is our lose wetter or something. I'm not sure what she was on about. No. Anyway, let's not worry about that. Let's find out from Ollie how the scores are looking at the moment.
At the moment, Ego and Testicles are on...
He's adding it up as he goes along. Eight.
And the Blue Bumps are on 10. Mom, I know how to count.
So 10. 2 in the lead. So, Ollie, let's take a third track from you. This time round, Music Is My Girlfriend. Do you not have a lady who's interested?
No, I do.
But
it's complicated how the title... That's better put it, yeah. Better put. It's hard to explain. And I'm sorry if I forget the lyrics.
Well, explain it in the form of song, which you'll sit back and listen to the words closely this time as well.
When we kiss, no one can see the connection between our lips. No one can see the affection we show when we kiss. No one can witness the situation when we kiss. And it's bliss to be so subtle. Music is my girlfriend. She will never let me down. She'll always be there to hold my hand when I'm feeling down. Sound so sweet. When I hear you in my head, I skip a heartbeat. When I listen to you in bed, you sweep me off my feet. Can you see me turning red? Are you watching me blush now? That's quite enough. I can't be disgusted with you. Can't feel any distaste, no loathe or no hate, cause all I feel is love. And you know that I'm wrapped around your little finger. And you know that I'll always be back for more. You warm my heart with your every sound. So please never float out of my door. Music is my girlfriend. She will never let me down. She'll always be there to hold my hand when I'm feeling down. Music is my girlfriend. She's the one body I can hold. She always serenades me and makes me feel whole. When we kiss, no one can see the connection between our lips. No one can see the affection we show when we kiss. No one can witness the situation when we kiss. And it's bliss to be so subtle. Music is my girlfriend.
Ollie, thanks for joining us and thanks for playing. We will get all the details on how to vote for you in the Open Mic UK competition. We have one more round, which means more scoring for you over there, young man. Okay, so we have pen and paper at the ready.
Indeed.
Before we go on to our final round, we have to meet two more team members. First of all, we'll say hello to Ellen Mills. And tell us a bit about your drama practitioning then. Where do you do it?
All over, nationally and international.
So what, 2010, what sort of destinations?
2010, Dubai, Newcastle, upon Tyne.
Mm-hmm.
London. I would do a lot of work in London and a lot of work in Birmingham as well.
And who are you normally practicing to then?
Young people, usually. Yeah. And
whether they like it or not? Or
yes, whether they like it or not. No, usually they like it. So I do a lot of work for Birmingham Stage Company, who are actually doing the Firework Maker's Daughter at the Old Rep in Birmingham at the moment. Mm. So I'm doing a lot of workshops based around that. At the beginning of the year, and I do a lot of work with schools and theatres like Newcastle upon Tyne, the Theatre Royal, mm-hmm. and lots of schools, Midland schools, is Mayfield in Warsaw. I do a lot of work with them, and St John's in Birmingham as well. I've done a lot of schools.
But I suppose it's something different with the kids as well. They actually get to see you come in, and it's a break from real lessons, but they're actually learning something and maybe don't realise it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's probably more of an education than a lot of the stuff they do by the rest of the day.
Well, I hope so. The schools as well that I'm in regularly, it is based around a lesson as well. So hopefully I'm teaching the teachers as well. Teaching the teachers.
She's not been CRB checked, you know.
Is she not?
Yeah, she just
I've got, actually, I've got about 10 CRBs. 10 CRBs.
You failed all of them.
Hello. Like a credit check.
I've never passed one of them, but there we go.
CRB is coming out my ear.
And do you have a website that promotes your work?
No, it's all word of mouth. So I've done quite a lot of work this year, just I've just been really, really busy, but it's just been word of mouth. People just phone me up and go, oh, do you want to come and do this? So I go, yeah, all right then.
So no, people know you're doing it. Let us know and we can put them in touch with you.
Yeah.
If, and CRB checks or not, it'll be fine.
I've got lots of CRB checks. Which one do you want? It's like a pack of cards.
Excellent. Ellen, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be hearing more from you probably as we go into the final round. Before we get there, Hannah.
All right.
Another artist.
Yeah, I am.
And what sort of work do you specialise in?
It's tapestries, really. Mm-hmm. So I can use a sewing machine like a pencil.
Yeah.
Really. So I do big, big metre sort of pieces of big.
Some pretty quilts.
No, they're not quilts, nowhere near quilts.
Okay.
They're like big drawings, really. If you were to do an ink drawing, it would be like that on a canvas. So it's all doomed, like sewing machine. It's really nice.
I'm having trouble picturing it, but it sounds lovely. I must get one for the wall. What else do you do there? Because you mentioned earlier on you're a gallery assistant at
I work at Wolverhampton Art Gallery. Because we've got a group of people in studios behind Wolverhampton Art Gallery, because that's where a lot of studios are based and not many people know about, called Maker's Dozen. Mm. And I work in the gallery in the week and then the weekend. Pretty much do.
Sewing.
Whatever. Sewing. Yeah, I'm really good at it now. I can make bags and everything.
So was there a line of goods for Christmas?
Oh, well, you know, if anyone want to invest.
Down the market in town? No, no, maybe not.
And she was dead quiet all the way through, and it turns out she's absolutely mental. Well, I like her a lot. Right?
You identify there.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. And what was your highlight of 2010 then?
Oh, we had an open studios, and we had quite a lot of people coming in to have a look at your work.
Mm-hmm.
So it went around really well, really. And
everyone really, really liked it,
oh,
really.
Oh, they did, yeah. I got to dress up and everything.
What did you dress as?
Oh, no, I just got to dress nicely.
Oh, but posh.
Scrubbed up, basically. Yeah. Scrubbed up.
quite a novelty for you, that. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, we put a bowl of cheesy Watsons in front of her. She's not been the same since she's been eating them either.
It's all the E numbers. Keep away from the E's.
Right, before we get into trouble, let's go on to the final round before we lose it completely. This time round, with the help of Wikipedia, I've compiled some some numbers around the Midlands area. Some of this is going to be true, other bits may not, on the grounds it came from Wikipedia. Could have done with this WikiLeaks, it would have been more exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But there we go. So, we have 10 questions. Ollie, pen poised at the back, ready to go. Let's take our first buzzers at the ready. Which Wolverhampton charity celebrates its 10th anniversary in 2011? It's not Compton Hospice, I can tell you that much. They look at... Ellen?
Is it Acorns?
No. I can give you a clue. Cheryl Cole sang a bit of a song about something like this.
Promised Dreams.
Promised Dreams is the correct answer from Jen. Well done. Now, the next one. The population of Ware in the Midlands is approximately 194,919 people.
Will in all.
Susan, that is wrong, unfortunately.
My road.
Your road is going to be very busy based on that.
Yep.
Is it Heath Town?
Is it right? No, it's wrong. Oh, okay. It's not far from your road, potentially.
Sedgley.
It's not Sedgley.
It's not in Wolverhampton.
They have a zoo. Sedgley. I'm dead determined to give some points away here.
Dudley.
Yes, it is. Susan, well done.
Wolverhampton.
It's in. I didn't say it was part of Wolverhampton.
Oh, did you?
I said Midlands.
He said Midlands. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Ashley, listen more carefully in future, please.
I was thinking of that was 3 points to us.
Stop trying to fiddle the scoring. Oh. Right, last week, the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton announced it had sold or reserved more than 500,000 tickets for what show? Susan?
Dinner Ladies.
No. It is their Christmas production. Ashley?
Is it their pantomime?
It is, but what is it? Susan?
Is it Cinderella? Because my mate, Paul Zenon's in it.
Paul's in it, but it's not Cinderella.
Isn't it?
No. Ashley, I'm getting fed up with the buzzers.
Aladdin.
Ashley got there first, unfortunately.
Did he press his buzzer? Does he count?
We did have a twiddle from him. he's just playing with it too much again now. Right, what is the usual capacity of Molyneux Stadium? And we'll let you within about 500 on this. Ashley.
Is it? Oh, 500.
Within 500.
I thought it was 34,000, but I could be completely wrong.
And you'd be very wrong with that. Let's. Rob is now changing the seats. It's getting a bit foggy out there. It may take a while.
I was lost on nine.
Any guesses from anybody? We have Ellen.
22,000.
It's not. It's 29,303. So no points there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've just rounded it up. 303, what a weird amount.
You have to give us precise figures.
Wolverhampton logic in it, that.
Question five. What does Wolverhampton have 5,445 of?
Pigeons.
We have Ellen. Pigeons. I don't think we've ever counted pigeons in Wolverhampton. That is the wrong answer. Open it back up to Susan, whose buzzer didn't work.
Is it miles of bus lane?
No, oh, incorrect, Ashley. Well, what, Rob suggesting McDonald's? Susan's guessing.
Is it Aspos?
No, it's not Aspos, no. Ash, what were you going to say?
Big issue sellers, no.
No. That would be even more ridiculous than Aspos. It is, in fact, official car parking spaces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, bus lanes was close.
It was good. I like the bus lanes answer. That was very good. Now, Joan Collins appears in Birmingham Hippodrome's production of Dick Whittington. Stop it, Ashley, or I'll just start removing points. How many pantos has she appeared in before this one?
None.
Is the correct answer from Rob? Oh, well done.
I was
going to
say none.
That was
a giggle.
That's a very good guess.
And I'm going to see on the 15th of January, so I'm looking forward to that.
Next week.
Is she? That's lovely. Really? No. It wouldn't surprise me if she's coming for a portrait. Right. Oof. Question seven. What in Cannock has an area of 3,000 acres? We have Ellen.
Cannock Chase.
Is the correct answer.
It's got 3,000 chavs.
And Stan Collymore on a car park.
Allegedly, please. Allegedly.
Tiffany, as in, I think we're alone now. Didn't she marry a Cannock boy?
She did.
Yeah.
I see she lives somewhere out that way.
Yeah.
I'm sure people see a shopping in Sainsbury's at the Orbital. Yeah, or maybe not. They wouldn't recognise it, would they, to be fair? But there we go. Our next question, question eight. Sutton Coldfield Transmitting Station is one of the largest structures in our area. How tall is it in metres? And we'll let you have within 10%. Have lucky guesses, please. Susan?
104.
Incorrect. It's higher than 104. Our engineer at the back, Andy, is I reckon he knows the answer to this one probably, but we'll find out. We'll ask
248.
Rob. How many?
248.
Is within 10%.
I do believe I got that right.
It's actually... It's 804 feet, 245 metres. And Andy, would you have guessed that?
About that.
Yeah, no chance. There we go. Now, Warsaw's tallest building is the 52-metre-tall Tame... Wait, behave.
Sorry.
Ashley, stop talking. I'm talking. You're the one I could hear. Back of the class if you're not careful. Warsaw's tallest building is a 52-metre-tall Tameway Tower. What is it used for? Susan.
Is it part of the art gallery lift shaft?
It isn't.
Trains, sorry.
Rob comes in next. No. Any other takers? We have Ellen.
Something to do with trains.
Nothing as exciting as that. It is, in fact, an office block.
Oh.
And finally, how many granite columns are at the front of the Wolverhampton Art Gallery?
Well,
Ashley,
there are six.
There are six columns at the front of the wall. I'm disappointed, Hannah. You didn't know that one. You're just giggling.
Yeah, I tend to go inside. You'd not look at the outside. There's nothing really that interesting apart from people.
You walk into the wrong building sometimes.
Well, no, that's not happened
yet. Yeah, give it a chance.
It could well take place. Right, I think if Ollie can do some adding up in the corner. Are you ready yet?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get the final scores. In reverse order, please. How is it looking on the scoreboard?
Ego and the Testicles are on 11 and Blue Bumps are on 14.
Excellent. Well done to the Blue Bumps. That means that you do take the prize, which is a slightly out-of-date half-price Kit Kat with Santa on the front. Enjoy that. Before we do go, though, let's quickly run round the table and have thoughts of what 2011 is going to hold for you. Let's start with Ashley, because this will be funny.
Yeah,
Ashley, 2011, what's going to happen for you? What's the big thing that's going to take place? Nothing.
Yes. No, it's Cinderella.
That's as good as it gets for you as the pantomime.
Yes,
at the Mill Theatre in Sedgley.
Yeah, and it'll be Christmas as well next year. So
you're looking forward to
another big thing.
More presents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we started, Ashley did actually say to everyone who's gathered in the room, it's Christmas, are you wearing new clothes?
Because
you always wear new clothes at Christmas, don't you?
Well, you always get given clothes, don't you?
Well, only for the people who have no idea.
Who's wearing new clothes here?
Just you.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm quite happy with my new top from... Anyway.
I'll take that back if you've still got the receipt. Hannah, what does 2011 hold for you?
Oh, someone might buy a piece.
You're hoping for some artwork sales. Okay, website if people do want to pick up your work?
It's more Facebook page, to be honest.
Which would be?
Canvas Creations by Hannah Broadhead.
Okay, look out for that one. Mr. Bowers, what do you think you're going to do this year? It's always exciting.
I'm setting up a load of art classes.
Yep.
In a lot of old village halls.
Mm-hmm. And bowersart.co.uk?
I think that's still going, but there's just Google and there's stuff on there.
To find out more there. Yeah. We have. Next, who should we go? Jen, I'll ask you next. You've already mentioned the quiz with Steve Welsh in February. What else is happening? You've got the big thing in the park.
Yeah, Compton in the park again, and I'm hoping to go to New Zealand for 3 weeks in February.
Not for charity, though,
For you. No, just so that's like my big thing at the moment.
That should be good. Well, I don't know what you pack for New Zealand, but it should be a good break out there. Ellen.
Well, in February we're doing an all singing, all dancing theatre workshop for 7 to 20 year olds in Great Whirley.
Mm-hmm.
You can find more information out at theatrefirst@gmail.com.
Okay, if you want to know, you want to get along, email. Simple as that. Please. Susan. 2011.
I imagine probably more bouts of gastroenteritis for me because that's what I'm really good at. I'm hoping to do Edinburgh again this year. I'll be at the Stand. Mm-hmm. I imagine probably in Stand 4.
Because I went to see it.
Well, last year it was the glottal stops here.
That was all about accents. Mm-hmm. And I think next year I've got I collect passport photographs.
Of anyone in particular? Or?
Just friends, randoms, me, people, you know, things that people have found on the floor. And I'm going to do a show based around that because I'm slightly obsessed with passport photographs.
I shall send you one of mine that looks nothing like me.
Yeah, do. I'd love it. Yeah.
I'd love to appear in a show.
You have to write your name and your age at which it was taken on the back because that's the rule.
Okay.
I've even got photographs of the guys that maintain the machine. Get in!
That's all very worrying.
That's a deal for Compton Hospice. Mm. You know, if we create a piece of artwork, do you want to raffle it off?
Absolutely, that'd be perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
I think a nice charitable donation is coming on.
Yeah,
When there's a gig, Susan, you can come along and see whether you can do some performing if there's
free,
a gap in your diary.
If I'm free and I'm in the area, then yeah not a problem.
I was thinking along those lines, actually.
So, with networking taking place, Ashley, you're no use to anybody.
You can do the seller raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can come along and be my bitch. In it.
I think he'll even struggle with that, to be fair. Finally, we move on to Ollie Rudge over in the corner. So the big one for you is in January on the 15th when you're appearing at the O2 Indigo in London. People can vote for you. Give us full details on how they can vote for you and your songs.
Text the number 86222 and text Open51.
Open51 to 86222. And that will get you a vote for Ollie Rudge. And 3.5 minutes, remember, you've got to keep to 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
And don't shock them with songs about drugs, okay?
I've already did that. I already did that. I did that song in the regionals.
Yeah. Excellent. You're obviously very brave. That's the way it works. Well, thank you all for joining us. It's been lovely to have you here. Thank you for taking part in our quiz of 2010.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.